blah 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 blah
blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another spooky episode of Blah Blah Podcast. And if you're listening to this on iTunes in an audio file, this is also on video. So go to youtube.com/blahblahproductions and watch this episode, because this is a very special video Halloween edition of Blah Blah Podcast. As always, I am Jason Green, along with my co-hosting partner in crime, Sean Smith. Sean, are you my father?
Illegitimately.
And to my right is the man who is hung like a horse, Joe Bottino. Joe. Wilbur. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to cut right to the chase. We watched a movie that I hope we never see again. Well, me personally, I absolutely hated it. It's a movie that should be locked in a vault and never seen by any human eye ever. It was the 10th Jason Voorhees movie, Jason X. Basically, Jason goes to space and does nothing. So, Sean, what'd you think?
I have a weird sort of liking for this movie. It's not a good movie, but there are some enjoyable things in it. It has probably one of the best kills in the entire series, with the scientist chick getting her face thrown into the frozen ice and then immediately smashed across the counter.
Pretty sure that was like liquid nitrogen, because it probably was liquid, instantly.
Yeah, it probably was liquid nitrogen. And, you know, the special effects are cheesy, and, you know, it makes no sense with the rest of the movies. There's no canon to it. But as a whole, it's not extremely offensive, but there are some slow parts to it. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, like, I agree with you. I found some camp value, and the lady who got her head frozen and smashed was awesome. But I honestly thought that character was going to be in the movie a lot longer.
Mm.
And she just got
murdered. I mean, Charlize Theron was very low build.
Oh, we'll get to those names in a second. But, Joe, what'd you think?
All right.
This movie sucked balls.
Any more any constructive?
I'm sorry, I can't breathe. I'm sorry.
It's
I know
right.
It's Halloween, but I don't care. But nah, this movie. I
you put it on your hand like a puppet.
Okay. Hang on. Get this in my hand here. Okay. All right. Do you have to like do any mic stuff or anything?
No, you're fine.
Okay, good. Better not. But I never seen any of the Friday the 13th movies.
This was your first one.
This was my first one, and what a
I'm
awful
so sorry.
One to start with. This movie opened, I would say, arguably even more boring than 2001 in space, because nothing happened, and I was expecting things to happen in this movie, but nothing happened during like the first 20 minutes, and everyone was awful.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to point out, you just compared Jason X to 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes.
Somewhere Evan is yelling at his at
well
his
Evan's
computer.
Got something to yell about at everything, you know, like just awful.
Anyway, yeah, so it was really boring, and I think my biggest complaint was the main actress, the woman who looked just like Olivia Munn. She did nothing in this movie, and she served no purpose. Like, if the movie opened up with the crew from the future uncovering Jason's frozen body, like, maybe not even showing how it got there, just he's frozen, like Futurama. If the movie opened up with them uncovering Jason's frozen body, and then it defrosts and kills everybody, that's fine. You didn't need her. She did literally nothing in this movie except just walk or run from scene to scene screaming.
Yeah. I mean, you're right.
Yeah.
Hang on. She served a purpose. I think she like got changed once. That was something.
You mean your personality
like
or clothes?
No, like her clothes. Like she wore chain link ant things.
Oh, yeah. What was with that stuff?
I think it was Ant-Man, the
regeneration ants.
Well, yeah, this is the this movie takes place in the year, what is it, 2400?
It's 2455, I believe.
And the Earth is destroyed. They show, like, in the very beginning, the Earth is just a desert wasteland. So there's an Earth 2.
Earth 2, where yeah, and that's, you know, in DC Comics, Earth 2 is, like, where the Justice Society live. And I didn't see a single member in this movie.
No, me neither. So. I mean, that, the black guy was pretty much, like, Superman.
Yeah, and guess where they were? New Jersey.
New Jersey. That was, you know, I bet you Earth 1 was totally fine, except New Jersey was just the desert wasteland.
Yeah, right.
But
Christie administration really just dropped the ball in that state.
Yeah.
Yeah. It literally starts with the Camp Crystal Lake facility for science, I guess.
And research.
And research. And they have Jason locked up and doing experiments on him.
David Cronenberg.
David Cronenberg shows up, says a couple lines.
Leaves.
Gets stabbed through the chest.
Mm-hmm. And he probably got paid $10,000.
Good day's work.
Yep.
He looked like Daniel Whitehall from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though.
But getting back to the whole regeneration thing, folks, since this movie was in the far, far future, the main actress who gets stabbed in the beginning and then, you know, cryogenically frozen, and when she wakes up in the future, her wound is healed by, like, nanomachines, because they call them ants, so I'm pretty sure they're nanomachines. And the one stoner guy gets his arm lopped off, and then that gets regenerated. And I was even... no, it doesn't get regenerated. It gets, like, you know, attached back
grafted
on.
Grafted back on by the Ant-Man people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Somewhere Hank Pym and Michael Douglas just controlling him.
Antony.
And the whole crew that was in space, they were all college kids. They just seemed to be, like, on a field trip.
Yeah. Like, well, we're just going to collect some data on this barren New Jersey. Wasteland.
Yeah, we've only heard of New Jersey.
It's a myth. It's a legend.
We should go there and poke at things.
Well, I mean, maybe after people watch this video, they probably won't want to go to Jersey anymore because, you know, we're here.
What a bad name for Jersey.
Yeah. But I lost my train of thought. Sean, fill me in.
All right. Well, he eventually gets brought onto the spaceship and everything.
He's awoken by sex.
He's awoken by
everyone on this, like,
by sex.
Ship is just really horny.
Yeah, well, they are college
they're
kids.
They're college kids.
And their professor and the military.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can we talk about that real quick? That scene where the professor's just getting his nipples twisted?
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is all happening at the
by
same
discount
time.
Discount Elizabeth Olsen.
Whoa! Hey, Frank Sinatra. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining the podcast. We're talking about Jason X. We just watched it. The 10th Jason movie. Jason Voorhees movie.
I missed it. I had to go buy George groceries.
George Lucas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Where's the Skywalker Ranch?
Yeah.
Did he get locked out of the house?
Nah, he's upstairs. He's putting them away in his grocery safe.
Oh.
Grocery
safe. It's
going to
take him hours.
It's going to take him hours.
It's going to take him hours. So anyway, we were talking.
Flying to the moon.
I'm going to bang you.
What?
Where's Padme?
Where's Padme?
Sean, give me your best no.
No.
I'm afraid that you killed her.
Sean, you know who you could be, do a good impression of? Tina from Bob's Burgers. Say, there you go.
That's Bob.
All right. Anyway.
So what do we got here? We got Vader Darth. With Kylo Ren.
I couldn't wear this.
He's guys. Mr. Horseman.
He's a horsehead.
I'm
Frank Sinatra.
If you put this
I'm
on,
Jason, like Jason Voorhees, Jason Green.
If you put this right here, I'm Mr. Hands.
you're like one of the perverts from You're Next.
Yeah.
The perverts.
So anyway, we got to the part about Jason X where
discount the clearance rack.
Hmm?
The clearance rack.
Yeah, about the clearance rack.
The discount people.
So basically, Benny, everyone in this movie are pretty much no-name actors, but they look like real actors, like quality actors. So we called this movie like the discount rack movie because everyone was a discount version of someone.
The robot was discount Bryce Dallas Howard. There was a guy who looked like a cross between Paul Giamatti and Danny McBride, and we just called him Danny Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
We had Matthew Perry.
Yeah, discount Matthew Perry, who I first thought he would look like kind of like Andrew Garfield.
Discount Elizabeth Olsen, Anthony Mackie,
yep.
Ty Diggs.
Phil Coulson.
Yes. Randy Quaid.
And another discount Wallace Shawn.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And not to forget the main character, discount Olivia Munn.
I just said that, you idiot.
I can't hear anything.
You're wearing the thing.
I'm not wearing anything.
I thought you were wearing the headset.
No.
Was the dad from Gooby in this?
Jago.
Yeah, Robbie Coltrane was Jason. No, it was actually Kane.
Now, Matthew
Kane.
Knight was in this movie, though.
Yeah.
You just hear Jason cut through the door. Blimey!
But the special effects in this movie, though, were just like...
They were asylum.
I am flabbergasted that this film was in theaters.
They spent all their money on the one kill.
Which one was that? The nitroglycerin kill?
Yeah. Mm. They had no
that
money.
That was a discount. Who discount Charlize Theron? Discount but Charlize I say Theron. Discount Beth Stern because she looks just like Howard Stern's wife.
But
no one knows who she looks
like. Yeah, I have
like.
No idea.
You don't know who Howard Stern is?
Not his wife.
Not his wife.
Idiot.
Everyone says his wife looks like this.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
so,
mean.
Benny, or excuse me, Frank, you just popped into here and you haven't seen Jason X yet, but if you just...
Sum it up in three words.
If you can just... Give us an elevator pitch on what you think it is. Let's see how right you are.
Disappointing Jason movie.
No, I mean like story-wise.
Oh, Jason X.
But you're right about the first part.
Jason, but this time between Y and Z.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, W and Y. I got the alphabet mixed up.
I mean, my brain hurts, guys.
I don't know.
Well, what do you think happened in this movie without actually seeing it?
People died... Jason didn't.
Yeah. I think you're
maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
How many times did we think he died?
Like four?
None for me, because I didn't think he died at all. I knew he was going to be alive.
Well, he wasn't the only one that came back to life, because Taye Diggs we thought was dead.
Yeah, he came back a few times.
I like how the movie was satiring and like making fun of itself, too, because the guy who was Discount Miles Teller gets for some reason, one part of the spaceship that they're in... One part of the spaceship that they're in is just full of giant axes and screws, like screws.
Wait, they were in a spaceship.
Yeah, it's in the.
We're in space.
You got cryogenic.
It's the year 2455.
In real life, Benny.
It's a random year.
You're right.
It's the best year.
But could you imagine, like, well, actually,
is this going to be another one of those like Back to the Future things where in 2455 people are going to be like waiting and go, oh wait a second, Jason's supposed to be uncryogenically frozen this year?
No, because no one remembers Jason X. But us.
I just wanted to mention some of the people that were on that military
military
squad. Milmer Fudd, the military squad. There was friggin'
Discount Seth Green,
Discount Ronda Rousey, and Discount Raven Simone.
Yep. Yes. They all died.
Discount
and Discount Jai Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, he got stealth killed.
Uh huh.
Like, just he got the best out of everyone.
And let's not forget about Stone Cold Steve Austin appearing.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
He got killed twice.
Him and Discount Guy from Workaholics.
Mm-hmm. They got killed twice. One in that weird virtual reality simulator, which came out.
See where they saved their money.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, the one part of the spaceship just has giant industrial screws and like swinging axes. And Miles Teller gets
that's
like
what you're supposed to have on a
get like, he Miles Teller gets like big booted onto a screw,
big
and,
booted,
and spins down with the coil, and then when they find him, they're like, he got screwed. I'm like, holy
he's
shit!
Screwed.
And then Discount Elizabeth Olsen's about to get sucked out of the thing, and she goes, "This sucks in so many ways."
And then there was one other part too. Oh yeah,
the topless girls.
Well, with Taye Diggs when he gets like shanked.
Yeah, he's like, it's
going
to take more than one.
Is that the best you can do? And then Jason shanks him again. He's like, yep, that's good.
Well, here's the thing. The scene that pissed me off was when they do the simulator to like get rid of Jason. At this point, he's Uber Jason. What was it?
He picks you up and drives you around.
The ladies call me.
Like Super Saiyan Jason?
And so they do the simulation. And they simulate Camp Crystal Lake. And the two girls, they have like two teenage girls there. And it's like, hey... Do you wanna? What was it like? You wanna smoke?
Weed? Yeah, so you wanna drink some alcohol?
Yeah, he's like,
weed.
Do you wanna
smoke
weed?
Pot?
And he's like, then do you wanna have premarital sex?
We love
premarital
sex.
They take off their clothes. I'm like, is this supposed to be a satire of Jason?
I think at that point it was.
Like, why? Why have a satire scene out of nowhere?
No one
the
cared.
Entire movie's like was kind of serious in what it wanted to do.
No
and
one
all of a sudden has this satire scene.
I feel like the people behind this movie just did not give one
Pixar.
Fuck.
Yeah, Pixar.
Yeah. In the credits,
Pixar's credited.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what they did.
I think it's a special thanks, but I don't know what it is.
What? There's really no computer
Jason X,
effects.
A Pixar movie. You just see that stupid little thing bouncing in the beginning.
And then
Mater drives all this. Oh, dang gum!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
If you could kill any Pixar character, who would it be?
Like Mater. I hate Mater.
Wait, what's she from?
Cars. He's Larry the Cable
Guy. I never saw
guy.
Cars.
Kill any Pixar character.
I can kill any Pixar character. The girl from Brave. Merida. She was dumb.
Me mum's a bear.
Me mum's a bear.
I would kill the doctor who told the old lady up she couldn't have a child.
But he was just doing his job.
Yeah.
Well, way to bring the movie down.
Well, it went up, Sean.
What character would I kill?
Maybe Hopper from A Bug's Life. Just have Jason step on him.
How about Mr. Potato Head from Toy Story?
Don't like
him. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
This is him.
You can't blame your horse now.
Sarah Jessica Parker did it.
But Mr. Potato Head would just reform himself.
Yeah, and kill him again.
Okay.
You just keep killing
him. Oh, you know who I'd kill any character from Toy Story 4? Because that movie's not
going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? We should make a movie about Woody finding Bo Peep. People will care about that, right?
How about new?
How about let's just keep cashing
in? They should just
in.
Make Toy oh. Story in space.
And then put Jason there and kill them.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear flies on the ship. Gets...
Do you want to point out the fact that...
Toy Story Jason.
That What's-Her-Face was a robot?
Discount
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Bryce Dallas Howard was a robot?
Yeah.
Here's the thing I want to point out. There's a scene where they're trying to, like, give her boobs.
Yeah.
No.
And, like,
she has boobs.
Keep falling off.
They're trying to give her nipples.
Pepperoni nipples.
How come they're not able to give her nipples, but she has a perfect, like, human face with features
and emotions?
Do you know how hard it is to make a nipple?
You poke a hole or something. I don't know. You put a little pepperoni
it.
On it. I bet Joe Panisi would love that, but...
Many times.
And then when she becomes, like, super android at the end of the movie, she has complete, like,
pain
and
she went
emotions.
To the Matrix.
Yeah.
He's like, come here. Hey,
I'm gonna kill you.
Russ all of a sudden.
So, hold on, time out. How did Jason get onto a spaceship?
Okay. Sean, fill him in.
See, so he was cryogenically frozen by accident in present day, and while he's tried stabbing the chick who put him in there, the ice kind of came out of the tube and froze her too. So then. Fast forward 455 years later.
A bunch of people like Star-Lord show up.
Star-Lord shows up. A bunch of Star-Lords. Mm-hmm. And they find Jason and the chick down on Earth in New Jersey and bring her back onto the ship and they unfreeze both of them. They think he's dead. She is, what, like 5% alive or something? Yeah. They bring her back. And then the main guy, who, by the way, these are all students.
Okay.
These are all like college kids who are on this spaceship. The guy phones John Malkovich and tells him that, hey, we have someone who's 400 years old. He's like, that's twice as old as anyone else that we've unfrozen. And he's like, I see that you have a Jason Voorhees here. He's expensive.
No, he says, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah. God damn, I don't give a shit.
Vince
he's
Vader.
Not big. He lost. He's weak.
Oh, I needed it a sell.
Speaking of WWE, I feel like a dummy because I thought, because he's credited as Kane Hodder, I thought he was Kane from WWE. Like, playing,
we
like,
all thought
like corporate
you,
Kane.
We
like,
thought that you were just kidding.
He wasn't kidding.
Corporate Kane.
I was dead serious. I was like the authority.
I think at one point you're asking, is Kane's last name Hodder?
Yeah.
No, it's just Kane.
He was also Isaac Yankum for a while. You remember that?
Okay, yep. We're not going to get into this. So,
Isaac Yankum?
He was a
top 10
Glenn
things you want to forget about.
A, killer dentist.
So sleepy John Malkovich is in bed, And he Skypes. He Skypes the guy Skypes him.
That's right. The character never comes.
You know, discount Phil Coulson
because in 2445, yes. Skype is still a thing.
Yes, and he tells him about all the people on board. He's like Jason Voorhees. Oh, he must be worth a lot of money. You should sell him. And then the whole point is, like, they want to keep him on the ship so that the main instructor guy can sell him for money. However, he at this point, he's already woken up, unfrozen, and started killing people. And then the rest of the movie is him killing people until he gets killed. and then comes back and then kills more people. And then, yeah.
The first one that goes discount Wilmer Valderrama.
Yes. Fez. Fez yep. gets it right in the stomach.
I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and cash then, money.
And then Jason just drags him away.
Gives him a nice foot up his ass.
What was that one show? Oh, Your Mama. Remember that show?
God. What? On MTV?
On MTV.
Oh, there was no.
Just a bunch of people making your mama jokes.
Uh-uh.
Your mama's so fat.
Why didn't he just use that on Jason? Jason, your mom is so fat.
My mom killed people.
Yeah, wasn't that the very first Friday the 13th? It was Jason's mom.
That's correct.
Jason's mom has got it going on. Anyway, there was a lot of characters in this movie that just like went away and then I completely forgot until you mentioned them. Like the John Malkovich guy, the sleepy dude.
Never mentioned again.
I thought he was going to be someone who was going to come back later on and serve some purpose. Nope. Just left.
And the whole time they're trying to get to Solaris, I guess.
Yeah.
This little
sounds
space
like
station.
The name of like a like a bathtub like brand like Solaris.
Solaris is actually a sci-fi movie from the 70s, which was remade with George Clooney. I don't know if you remember that one, the Steven Soderbergh movie.
Is that the one where he gets lost in space and Sandra Bullock starts barking?
No. No, that is not it. Vince McMahon. Right. Oh, I love it when you bark. Bark for me.
Bark. Bark like Trish did.
Oh my God. It's ironic we review a Jason movie when I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw one of my friends shared a video of a Jason video game being made.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I actually saw that. I think it's just going to be a downloadable only game that's like $30. I don't know how it's going to be played, but I think it's going to be like an interactive movie type game.
I hope you play as Jason.
Just so I fit in
I think
with the
you
costume.
Will.
I'm just going to put this like right here and be Patch Adams.
Oh. Left is the best medicine, kids.
Say Bruce Valanche and Robin Williams.
Bruce Valanche.
I like that. It's funny.
Sean, so what else are we, what other ground should we cover here?
Jason gets kind of killed by the robot chick, and then he gets regenerated.
Yeah, no, he gets fucked up.
He gets regenerated into Uber Jason, and by that point, I think Taye Diggs comes back.
What happens to the girl that was like 5% alive?
She's there. She's just running around
the
ship with them.
She's with everyone else. She's just running with everyone else.
Yeah, I was mentioning that the main character.
How does the movie end? It just.
Well, I was going to get to that. The movie ends in a really cool way, which the only part of the movie I liked where they blast Jason out into space literally with an explosion. They blast him out into space. Him and Taye Diggs, who's the black guy from 300, who says, "This is madness."
It is actually that guy.
It really is that actor. Anyway, so he, like Superman, Jason's re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. And a black 300 guy, like Superman, just grabs onto him, and they both re-enter the atmosphere together like a comet.
Which would kill him.
Well, we all know that Jason lives, but obviously the black dude, unfortunately.
No,
passes.
That was the sixth movie.
Hmm?
Jason Lives. That was the sixth movie.
Oh, my God.
What
do you think about that scene, Robin?
The scene with the black guy's like, oh, yeah, right, and Jason's like, oh, they're fighting in space. That was a good...
Patch? Patch, I have a cold, a bit of a cold, like a chest problem. You have any remedies for that? I feel better already.
I guess I shouldn't tell him about my gonorrhea.
What are you going to do for his gonorrhea, Patch?
I'll fix it in post.
Tickle the worm? I think you can leave that.
Tickle the worm?
Okay, you can take that part out.
So basically, the only survivors are we have Olivia Munn, Matthew Perry, and the head of
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Who, like, there's the parts where the guy, Matthew Perry's character, who's in love with the robot, like, he's holding her head, but you can clearly tell that the actress is just laying off to the side.
Look, they only had so much money.
I know. Yeah.
And then the movie ends.
Yeah.
You know?
What I'm assuming is Earth 2.
We're
given no, it's just an Earth that they re-enter the atmosphere in, and it's just two low campers about to have premarital sex, like usual, and they're just like, look, a shooting star. Little did they know that.
Let's
Jason
go check
Voorhees
it out.
And some
That's
black
what they
guy.
Said.
Yeah. But it was like a million miles away from them, it looked like.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen shooting stars before, and I'm not going to go fucking catch it. It's
that's their life mission
Kansas
now. They're going to go find it. Best of like life
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
all right. So what would you give this movie?
I'd give it one machete out of 10. What about you?
Oh, I'd give it 3 Wilder Valderramas out of 10.
You see, Chief? Think about this film. It's got an exit into X marks the spot, matey.
Well, if I can just ask Joe Bettino real quick what he thought of this.
Who the fuck's that, Chief?
I don't know.
Turning to Quint all of a sudden from Jaws.
It's Chief. He's got black dog.
Sling blade.
French fried potato. French fried potato.
No, I hated this movie. I'll probably give it 3.
I will say though, it's as boring as you say it is. It is nowhere near as boring as Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Oh God, that's very.
I haven't had the pleasure.
Please don't want. Thank or maybe not God. As boring as Crimson Peak. We saw Crimson Peak today, by the way, and it was god-awful.
Oh, no.
But wait for my YouTube review.
Beware of Crimson Peak, as they say in the
beware of Crimson Peak.
Wait for my YouTube review, in my opinion, with Jason Green.
But anyway, I would probably, I think I'd give it 3 discount Wallace Shawn's out of 10.
He just keeps popping up.
Discount? Gooby? He's in Jason X. What's the next?
He was in Jason X a few times.
Yeah, he's like he's in the ship, and you just kind of like see his profile. He's like, we need to hurry up. Inconceivable.
Benny, what would you give the movie?
Well, because I didn't see it, it sounds pretty bad. I'm gonna swing up on the optimistic side until I
7
watch
out of 10.
I'm gonna do 4 Marilyn Monroe panties out of 10. Some Frankie.
Now, Benny, I want you to feel included a little bit more. So off the top of your head, I'll ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen that you remember?
Well, in terms of like cult classic awful, The Room. But
oh, okay, yeah.
But the worst movie in my overall opinion is Grown Ups.
Oh, the first one?
I hate Grown Ups, both of them. I hate Grown Ups with such a burning passion. It's not even funny.
I can, yeah, man. I never saw any of them, but I can totally understand where you're coming from.
FXX will play them, and like right after a Simpsons run. I love the Simpsons, so right after a Simpsons run, I just catch that beginning of Grown Ups, and I always gag a little bit in my mouth, especially that scene where they're at that funeral, and they're all cracking jokes. I'm like, are you out of your mind?
You can tell. I've seen a little bit of the first one and like maybe about 10 minutes or so when it's on TV. You can tell it's really all improv, but just terribly.
They all play the exact same character from every other movie they play.
Well, the thing with that movie,
Kevin James is a broke
guy. He's clearly supposed to be Chris Farley.
Chris Rock is just right in the middle. David Spade is unlikable. And Adam Sandler is rich guy with hot wife who ends up banging her in the end.
Oh, yeah. No, come on.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've been moving. The thing I realized about Grown Ups is when I first saw it, the formula seems to be everyone's in the group with their wives and their kids, and they're all just hanging out.
And they realize how much it
sucks.
And then
someone will make a joke at someone else's expense, and then it'll cut to reaction shots of them looking at each other, laughing.
I just want to point out, you said when you first saw it, that means you've seen it more than once.
Yep. My brother, unfortunately, loves it, so I've watched it 3 times.
But your brother doesn't make you watch it, does he?
I get up and leave, and there's nothing else to watch. I'll go into my room, and then he'll crank up the volume, and I have to sit there and hear it.
Crank it up.
The only thing worse than watching that movie is listening to it. It's so unlikable.
Remember the part where the girl says, I'm going to get chocolate wasted?
Oh, my God. Thanks for reminding me about that.
And then your peas.
You know what? I wish there was a grown-ups Jason crossover where they go camping at Camp Crystal Lake.
They won't do that unless they get paid $60 million and Adam Sandler can keep 50 of it.
It's a Ponzi
Well, it would probably
scheme.
Be some like.
It is.
What is going on to him?
It is. It,
Jason Voorhees would just be Kevin James.
Chris Rock. Yeah, get away.
I'm telling you, Adam Sandler woke up one day and realized, oh, I have no more ideas. All right, let's just start making movies that I can make money off of.
Yep.
On vacation.
Boom.
Too.
Wait, so, John, I'm going to give you a celebrity. I want you to do an impression.
Okay.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, no, the chicken over there.
Chris Rock.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
Kevin James.
It really is Kevin James.
Rob Schneider.
I can't do Rob Schneider.
David Spade.
Fuck him.
Evan Moore.
All All right, I think that's about enough.
Wait a second. We have to do our top five horror movies.
Oh, fuck. That was today? okay, you guys all go first. I'll think of my list. Sean, you go.
I think Benny should go.
Okay. Actually, I have my list off the top of my
head. Because I didn't have one either.
Okay. I have to read it off real quick, but I do have it off the top.
Can I just give number one?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'll just give my number one.
Yeah, I'll give my number one,
because I don't have a list. I know what my number one is.
Can I guess?
No.
Well, I've never seen you express any emotion ever, and including being scared. So I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and say your most horrifying movie that you've seen is The Fly with Jeff Goldblum.
The second Star Wars movie? The second prequel Star Wars movie is the most horrifying movie to you?
Sean, are you sleeping?
Yeah, throw this at him.
Whoa.
You were a little bit
so wait, is it The Fly?
No.
Okay, what is it?
It's The Shining.
Oh. I know you like that movie, I just didn't think it scared you.
I didn't say it was scary.
Fucking horror movie.
Favorite horror movies, though, doesn't mean you have to get scared, you idiot.
Yeah.
Oh. Gemma, what about you?
All right, I would say I can definitely do a top three off the top.
Do a top
of my
three.
Head.
We'll do it.
The Exorcist.
Okay.
The Shining.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, not Crimson Peak.
No, thank you.
I have so many questions about that now. All right, my top five. Number five, a small like indie movie. It's called Grave Encounters.
I love that movie.
That was such a
so good.
I'm a shout out to Corey Licamelli on that one. He showed me that my sophomore year, and I.
That movie was amazing.
A great movie.
The hallway keeps going.
that was the craziest movie part
messed
about
with my
that.
Fucking
just,
mind.
Like the building would change. Then they made a second one.
I heard it sucked. I never saw it.
And then they made a second one.
Number four, the first Insidious.
That was a good movie.
I like that a lot. To me, it changed. Like, you don't win me over in horror movies with gore. I don't like gory. I don't like seeing a lot of guts everywhere. The Saws, I'm not a really big crazy fan of. Insidious, like, there's so many Easter eggs in that movie that just make me go, whoa. Like the scene where the kid's dancing in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in, like, a couple of shots before.
Not
like,
really?
Standing in, like, the laundry room. It's crazy.
And the old woman in the bathtub? Oh, wait.
I just like when they play...
The bear blowing the guy.
Gooby?
Yeah, Gooby blowing the guy.
Number three, the original Nightmare on Elm Street. That is cult classic. That's a classic. Number two, Jaws.
Jaws.
Oh, I like Jaws. I like Jaws a lot. And number one is the Shining. Me and Sean will agree on The Shining.
You know
just...
what? I have my number five and my number four.
Too late.
My number two.
Actually, hang on.
Number five.
No, I haven't seen like Halloween. I'm really gonna see Halloween. I would say. Like,
well, then you're disqualified.
Okay. I like the first Saw a lot. I really like the first Saw, so I would say that's number five for me right now, off the top of my head.
Saw
number
five.
Four, I just forgot. Oh, Psycho.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Psycho.
Psycho was good.
Psycho was good.
I like Psycho.
Psycho was good. These I think what we're getting the theme at is here, like, they don't have to necessarily be, like, overly terrifying. They just have to have a good story to them and something we can get behind and then throw a couple curveballs.
And no jump scares.
Yeah, those are cheap.
Or found footage.
Last time I checked, there are no jump scares in The Shining.
I think I was one of the very few people that when I first saw Red Paranormals, Ram. I was not scared at all.
Well, since you mentioned Paranormal, I want to get to my list. Mm-mm-mm, CBS.
CBS.
Oh, I got to show you that video later. Anyway.
Boy George.
Yeah, Boy George. So I have a thought of list of three horror movies. Number one being, number three, I should say, being,
Gooby.
I just forgot it. Oh, The Conjuring. That ghost Flesher movie that just came
Fish.
Out.
Okay.
About 2 years ago, I think it was. That movie had a lasting impact on me,
Flesherton
man.
Flesherton Fish?
Yes. No, I was about to say the Gooby. The Conjuring scared the shit out of me, man. And that movie intrigued the hell out of me.
Scarier.
Kind of a formulaic ghost movie, but it was still really well crafted.
Scarier than Eugene Levy's eyebrows.
My second favorite horror movie is actually this made-for-TV movie that was on the Sci-Fi Channel about 10 years ago called The Haunted, with a bunch of no-name actors, where with the ghost that's like, Janet, that movie fucking gave me nightmares.
Yeah!
I've seen the movie about 10 times. I love it. But my number one favorite horror movie of all time, and you guys can burn me at the stake, is the first Paranormal Activity. I love that movie. Fucking love that.
I loved that movie. Anything special.
To me, that movie got most of its hype from high school kids. Like everyone in my high school, I remember everyone in my high school had gone to see it.
Yeah. A lot of people thought it was real.
They were all saying the same thing. They were like, oh my God, that could be real. That movie. And I'm sitting there going like, really? And then me and my buddy, we watched it. And I'm telling you, like there's times of days when, like, okay, so you don't watch a movie during the day, like a horror movie during the day, you watch it at night. So we stayed up until 1 o'clock. We found it online and we watched it in a pitch black room. I did not.
I mean, it's isn't a
not a
taste.
Movie.
Two freaked me out scary. More than one. You know, two at least. You know, I got freaked out the part when the furniture is like up on the ceiling and just slams down in the second one.
It's not a movie.
Like
it's a fun watching experience.
Like it had a slow build, and in the point where I was like, "Is this just getting too predictable? All right,
something's
gonna happen."
Well, I loved
here.
The first one
okay,
because
something's gonna happen here. Yeah. Okay. Like this is one of the reasons why I like Grave Encounters. It's because there's nothing for I want to say almost an hour of the movie, and then just the last 20 to 30 minutes. It puts you on such a rush. There's not even a build-up. It just goes from 0 to 60.
Grave Encounters.
And that was great.
Is no one going to put The Visit on their list?
No.
So Grave Encounters, what I loved
Why?
About that movie was...
Because fuck you.
What I
Poopy diapers. Amazing.
What I love...
hate germs.
And then the scene cuts. No, but what I loved about Grave Encounters was I think that's the number one movie in my mind that it's one of those movies where, like, what would I do if I was in that situation? Yeah. Like, what would I fucking do if I was in that asylum that wouldn't let me leave? I'd kill myself. But getting back to Paranormal, I love that movie because when I first saw it, that was the first movie of any of its kind that I saw. And I don't know. I remember it scaring the crap out of me.
I can see the nostalgia behind it, but like...
The other 18, not so much, but...
You just keep cranking them out.
We're about to go into the ghost dimension.
I saw...
One I liked, two I liked, three was weird.
One I loved, two I liked. Like you said, it wasn't as good, but three was bad.
It's tough to make found footage work.
Yeah, three was bad. Four I just saw on Netflix not too long ago, and I'm like, this is stupid. I never saw that spinoff, and five
well, with
just
the Mexicans?
Out. Yeah. But I liked it. But
Sicari Ghost?
Yeah. Oh, and you know what a great horror movie was? It's a little movie called Jason X.
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Yeah, it was good. It had a bunch of actors in it who look like actors that we know.
They were those actors.
That was them, yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard, man, she was great.
Apparently Jason Voorhees is a comet.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees is a comet.
Yep.
Speaking of comets, leave a comment below.
On this YouTube video.
All right.
I'm going to do some plugs.
Plug it away.
Some Merkins plugs.
Edit that out.
I guess we can.
Some Merkins plugs, Jason.
I will not.
Merkins.
Sean, can you end this video with just you saying no, and then it cuts to black.
Merkins plugs.
My cat ate my Merkins. Ladies and gentlemen, you can... Shut up, Merkins. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching Blah Blah Podcast episode 30. You were either listening to this or watching this on YouTube at Blah Blah Productions YouTube page. I am Jason Green. You can follow me on Twitter at jgreen89, jaygreen89. And you can follow every other Blah Blah Podcast episode on the website blahblahinc.com. Benny, if anyone is crazy enough to follow you, where would that be?
At the B&P Express. Woo-hoo!
Sean, you use Instagram, but not Twitter, right?
I am on Twitter, you idiot. I've been on Twitter for a while now.
Fooled me.
It's the_Brack Show.
_Brack Show.
Yes.
And Joe, you're the guy who's on Twitter, right?
I don't use my Twitter or my Instagram.
To hell with Twitter.
All right, Ron Swanson.
But if you do want to follow me.
Follow him for real.
I'll be...
nicely made table.
I'll be
at the Defford Mall.
I'll be at the Defford Mall. Come to me and say the words, bring the light to my darkness, and then I will. You can follow me into true salvation.
That sound a little bit too religious-y.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching, and good night.